Lecture 7, Jefferson versus Hamilton.
In our last lecture, we looked at Jefferson abroad. We saw how his experience in Europe both opened emotionally and created an identification with the French revolutionary cause, which would inform much of his subsequent political behavior. Well, we're going to look at that now in Jefferson's tenure as Secretary of State in Washington's administration. And I think what we'll find is the central theme of this administration for Jefferson is his conflict and competition with Alexander Hamilton, the brilliant Secretary of the Treasury. Their conflict will define the first party system, the struggle between Federalists and Republicans, and Hamilton will emerge as the champion of the Federalist cause, while Jefferson will be the leader of the Republican Party. Their conflict is one of not only philosophies, but of personality as well. They're remarkably different people. And in some ways, they're rivals for the paternal affection of Washington. Both of them had lost father figures at an early stage of their life. Jefferson by the death of his father, Hamilton by removing from his original residence in the West Indies. And both of them saw in Washington a sort of surrogate father figure. So there's also an almost fraternal struggle between them. What we're going to look at in this lecture is some of their philosophical and political differences over three key issues. First, the role of government. What is the proper function of government? Secondly, how to interpret the federal constitution. Not only what does it prescribe, but what's the best way to read that document? And finally, their understanding of foreign policy, because it is critical to understand that the first American party system was probably the most ideologically driven party system America has ever known. And what made it so intensely partisan and hostile in its conflict was the fact there was a fundamental difference over foreign policy and a fundamental difference in identification with causes abroad. Well, first let's take a look at some of the personality and character differences between Thomas Jefferson and his rival, Alexander Hamilton. Unlike Jefferson, who was, as we've mentioned, a member of a long and distinguished family, Hamilton's origins are in fact quite obscure. He was born in 1757 in the West Indies, which makes him a full 14 years younger than Jefferson. And he was, in fact, what was known at the time as an obscene child, which is to say he was illegitimately born, or a bastard of Rachel Levine. Rachel Levine had married an elderly fellow by the name of John Michael Levine, and it turned out to be a fairly loveless match, and after a while she escaped from him and had a child with James Hamilton, who was the fourth son of a Scottish lord and a bit of a ne'er-do-well, trying to do what he could to advance his fortune in the West Indies through trade, and never in fact succeeded. Later in his life, Hamilton would support him. Another contrast. Jefferson is a shy, retiring, pacifistic figure. He doesn't engage in fights, as we've seen in an earlier lecture. He specifically avoids ever disputing publicly. Hamilton is a total contrast. He was a brave and courageous soldier, had volunteered in the Continental Army as early as possible, had been one of the chief aides-de-camps to, to Washington in his camp, had suffered through Valley Forge in the two hard winters at Morristown, New Jersey. He was a dashing figure, gallant, bold. Finally, at the end of the war at Yorktown, he insisted on being allowed to lead a charge in the field and did so with incredible elan and bravery. And also, unlike Jefferson, he's self-consciously and quite publicly ambitious and arrogant. Another contrast, Jefferson is the consummate Virginia gentleman. He's an agrarian. He's polite. He's polished. He's got all of the pastoral virtues one associates with the gentry of Virginia. Hamilton, by contrast, is the consummate New Yorker. He's an urban person. He loves commerce. His ideal citizen is the merchant. And unlike the provinciality and Western-looking orientation of Jefferson, Hamilton's a cosmopolitan.